I'm Anne Strainchamps, and here's a story. Every day, millions of us shop online. We fill our virtual shopping carts, then we hit send. It feels seamless, automated, kind of like a digital assembly line. But you know, there are real human beings filling those orders.
Yeah, I was basically, you know, a robot piece in this assembly line, and my only job was to pick items as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
Meet Mac McClelland. She's a journalist who's reported from all over the world, and for a recent assignment, she went undercover to work at an online retail warehouse right here in the U.S.
The warehouse was absolutely enormous, several floors, and it's just rows and rows and rows and rows of stuff. There's all manner of toys, sex toys, actually, lots of, which I was surprised to see, groceries. There was a battery-operated flour sifter. Anything you could possibly think of exists in this warehouse.
So there she was, one of 4,000 temporary workers brought on to help out with the early Christmas rush, and all of them working in this cavernous space.
And it was absolutely silent. Just no noise, even though there were thousands upon thousands of people working, like silent little worker bees. You can have conversations where you're sort of like running past each other, you know, sort of like a high-speed drive-by conversation where you're just like, hey, how's it going? Hey, I'm fine.
There isn't time to talk because everyone's always on their feet, running back and forth, grabbing items to ship. Max says she ran about 12 miles a day. That's like a half marathon every day. And just like a marathon, everyone's being timed.
You have a little scanner that tells you how many seconds you have to make each order fulfillment. So it'll say, like, it's in this section of the warehouse, on this shelf, this row, this level, this color code. And you have 15 seconds to get to that spot and get the Barbie doll. So you just hustle. And then as soon as you scan the barcode with your little handheld scanner, it gives you the next thing. And it will say again, you have 18 seconds to get to this space in the warehouse. And as you're walking, it will count down the time, like 17, 16, 15. So you just run back and forth doing your job, and then you leave.
Just think about that for a second. All that running, climbing, crouching, bending for 8 hours a day, every day. It hurts.
By the end of the day, I had screaming pains in my knees, my hips. You know, I was 31 years old. I'd never felt my knees or my hips in my life. Because again, a lot of the items are on floor level or below waist or chest level. So hundreds of times per day, you have to drop to the floor and stand back up again and drop to the floor and stand back up again. And by the last day, I was in so much pain from doing that so often that if I had items that were on the floor that were near where I already was, instead of stand up and then, you know, crouch back down, I would crawl to the next shelf over.
So this sucks, right? But if you're like me, you're thinking, well, what does it have to do with me? But here's the thing. Max says it's this physical cost that keeps the prices low for all of us. That's why we shop there.
We have this expectation now that our items are going to be super cheap and they're going to ship for free. And, you know, I was buying stuff on Amazon and I was never thinking, how does this company post these revenues, sell everything at a discount and ship everything for free? Like, how does that even work? So, I mean, you have to squeeze it out of the laborers who are doing it. Like, of course, it's costing somebody.
Mac's warehouse story is just one example, but there are millions of invisible workers out there who we never hear about. So in this hour, we're taking time to recognize some of the people who work in the shadows.